Following the governor's official drought declaration in Colorado, the Agriculture Emergency Drought Response Program, a temporary grant program to mitigate drought impacts, is now open and accepting applications to provide funding assistance to agricultural organizations for emergency drought-related water augmentation purposes. Now, join the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio this time to discuss that program in much more detail is Alex Funk, Agricultural Water Resources Specialist at the Colorado Water Conservation Board. Before we get into that, though, and that program itself, tell me more about your background, Alex, and what led you to your position at CWSCB.
Sure. Thanks, Brian. I kind of got started working on agricultural water issues back in D.C., where I worked with the USDA on appropriations and budget around the 2014 Farm Bill. That led to a really exciting position with the National Young Farmers Coalition as their Western Policy Director, which got me out to Colorado, working with our, you know, then or now Commissioner of Agriculture, Kay Greenberg. And, you know, I kind of got, you know, more in the weeds on the policy side of water resource management here in Colorado. And that kind of opened up the opportunity to kind of get this position started at CWCB, which I'll note is a new position that really is designed to be a liaison to the ag water community in Colorado on water resource issues.
Well, you go back to the 2014 Farm Bill. We've already got the 2018 Farm Bill in its use and work right now, and they're already talking about the next Farm Bill. Hard to believe. 4 years goes by really fast when you're talking about the Farm Bill. And, of course, you got to get the election process out of the way this November. Now, what's the history and mission of the Colorado Water Conservation Board, Alex?
So the Colorado Water Conservation Board is a state agency located within the Colorado Department of Natural Resources. It represents each major water basin in the state, along with the Denver metro area and other state agencies, and sort of a joint effort to use water wisely and protect our water for future generations. It was created 80 years ago, and today remains Colorado's sort of leading water resource planning and policy agency. And a lot of that is tied around the Colorado Water Plan, which is our sort of roadmap for addressing water supply challenges in the state. But we also work on a number of other issues, including, you know, flood mitigation, drought planning, and water project financing.
And we have seen it all this year, especially this drought just continues to hang on. And we've got some emergency hay and grazing of CRP that the USDA actually approved last week. 50 counties, doesn't include the biggest county, which I live in Weld. There's more information about that. Emergency hay and grazing, and I mentioned that because the time frame to be able to turn cattle out or to hay that is very short. So you need to contact your local FSA office for more information about that on the livestock side. Once again, my guest is Alex Funk, Agricultural Water Resources Specialist at the Colorado Water Conservation Board. Now let's delve deeper into the CWCB's Agriculture Emergency Drought Response Program. What is its specific purpose and its mission? What do you guys want to accomplish? What's the goal?
So this program provides up to $1 million annually in the form of grants for emergency drought-related water augmentation purposes for agricultural water users in Colorado. And part of the challenge is, you know, in a drought year, augmentation supplies or, you know, supplemental supplies that replace, you know, sort of out of priority pumping or groundwater use typically gets really expensive. And so kind of the idea behind this program is that it helps offset some of those price increases that we see, allows continued irrigation for you know, a larger number of water users in the state, and kind of hopefully keeping agriculture whole you know, during these times where water supplies are scarce.
So Alex, who can apply and how can that money be used?
The program is eligible for any agricultural water provider or organization located in areas where a disaster emergency has been proclaimed due to drought, both at the federal or state level. So you can always check at either the FSA or CWCB websites to see if your county is eligible for that. And if you are located in there, a county that's eligible, you can then use those funds to purchase or lease water to, you know, supplement irrigation during a drought year. It can also be used for any sort of engineering, attorney fees, and other sort of administrative costs that may go, you know, that may be required to actually procure that water from another source.
Now, this program does not provide funding for what?
It does not provide any funding for sort of general operational expenses or maintenance or research for individuals, but, you know, we do have other grant programs available at the state level that can cover those things. So always feel free to reach out to us so we can kind of chat through what some of the options are.
Well, tell folks that are interested how they can apply, Alex. What's the best way to do that? Are there some steps they need to go through?
Yes. So easiest way is to sort of shoot me an email, alexander.funk@state.co.us, or give me a call at 303-866-3441, extension 3201. And then we can kind of walk through the application process.
What if somebody qualifies for funding? What happens next?
After applications are received, those are reviewed by the director of the CWCB, along with the state engineer, the commissioner of agriculture, and the executive director of the Department of Natural Resources, according to pre-existing guidelines. If they, you know, approve that, we'll then kind of work on getting a contract in place.
So they have to also submit a letter with requested dollar amounts and the description of how they want to use that funds, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So what's the approval process after you submitted the application? Kind of walk us through that. You kind of gave us the 30,000 foot view there, but specifically, what does that committee do when they look at that?
I think they're just making sure that, you know, that the basic criteria are met. So, you know, it's an agricultural water resource entity. It's being used for the eligible purposes of the grant. It's located in a drought declaration county. And, you know, I think they're also looking at kind of the scale and scope of the application. So, you know, I think this program is really designed for larger water providers that, you know, so these grants are really kind of designed to benefit a large number of producers. So I think those are some of the criteria that, you know, this commission sort of looks at as part of that review process.
How much funding is available through the grant program?
There is $1 million available in this grant program, and it's a rolling application. So you can kind of submit applications for these funds at any point in time. We don't have there is a deadline, but there's no, like, you know, pooling date, if that makes sense.
So what is the application deadline then?
Within 3 months after the end of any fiscal year during which a drought was declared. And so our fiscal year, just for folks listening, is June 30th. So that would be July of next year would be the deadline.
So that pretty much covers the Agricultural Emergency Drought Response Program. Are there any other programs that CWCB offers that you'd like to make mention of at this time, Alex?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. So CWCB, we are the lead agency that develops the Colorado Drought Mitigation and Response Plan. This was updated in 2018 and outlines procedures for coordinated drought monitoring, impact assessment, response actions, mitigation, and other sort of tools for communities. This includes the convening of a drought task force that meets periodically to sort of assess on the ground impacts and to help direct assistance. So, you know, if you are experiencing any sort of physical or economic impacts or other sort of things on the ground, you know, please always reach out to us in terms of how we can help, because we do coordinate with other state and federal agencies to address drought impacts. And then if you want more information about the Ag Emergency Grant Program, as well as some of our other financial assistance programs, we do have a website at cwcb.colorado.gov/drought, and that helps. That provides links to information on state response, including drought mitigation in the response plan, information on federal and state financial assistance programs, and current status of drought designation and impacts.
We'll make sure we put the links and the contact information for you out there for those folks that are interested in applying. Any final thoughts or something we might have missed, Alex?
This is certainly a difficult time with everything else going on. And, you know, this it's sort of, in the first time in 8 years, this is the first time that 100% of the state is abnormally dry or in drought. And so, you know, but we don't want producers and other ag water users to feel alone on this. And there are resources available, and, you know, we're happy to kind of be in touch with us, and we're happy to kind of coordinate responses and help out.
Those comments once again from Alex Funk, Agricultural Water Resources Specialist at the Covenant Water Conservation Board. I really appreciate your time, Alex, and I look forward to visiting with you here right inside the barn next time.
Thanks, Brian.
The Colorado Water Conservation Board's mission is to conserve, develop, protect, and manage Colorado's water for present and future generations. Learn more online once again at cwcb.colorado.gov.